Good morning. This is Audra.
Hi, Audra. It's Skinny Mike in New York. I have Danica on the line for you. I'm going to patch you through.
Thank you.
She is.
Good morning. This is Audra. Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Really excited to get to talk to you. I host a solo female morning show and love chatting with intelligent women like you and Candace Cameron, who are, you guys are just killing it out there. It's amazing to see both of you so successful over such a long span of your careers.
Thank you. You're feeling very, very blessed.
Well, and the thing that I think a lot of fans like about the two of you is you're both very humble, but you're also a New York Times bestselling author, you know, working to inspire kids in math, and you have a website, mckellarmath.com. We'll get to your movies, because you, of course, are here to talk about A Cinderella Christmas Ball, but what are you excited about outside of your acting career right now that has got you, you know, got a fire lit under you?
Well, you mentioned my math books. I've been writing these math books for 15 years, and I get so excited when I hear these stories of people who tell me, you know, like literally this morning, one of the hosts on this radio tour that I'm doing right now said, "Hey, before we start the interview, I just need to tell you, my daughter used to struggle in math, and we got one of your books years ago, and it has made all the difference." And that is always lighting a fire under me. I love hearing that so much. It means so much to me, and I hear these stories like every day. It's incredible. I love entertainment. I always have, and I love math, and so I wanted to write entertaining math books to help other kids enjoy it as well and just have it not be so scary. There's such a stigma on math, and it can be intimidating because it's like another language and it has to be translated properly. So it's my absolute joy to be able to do that. And then because a lot of people know me from the Wonder Years or from my Christmas movies, they're more likely to buy the books to help the kids. So it all works out really well.
That's
right. Again, they're all at mckellarmath.com. I've got books for babies all the way through high school geometry.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I wish I'd known about that back when our daughter was in school, because she hated math. So let me ask you this. Your Christmas movies, are they sort of like, this sounds weird to say it like this, but as a woman, I think you'll understand. Are they kind of a guilty pleasure for you because they are so hopeful and happy ending and make you feel like this is the stuff that people really want to celebrate?
You see, to me, that seems like the opposite of a guilty pleasure. It's an absolutely innocent pleasure. It's looking at the best sides of human nature, and they're aspirational. Some people say, "Oh, these movies are an escape from our crazy world." And yes, I suppose, but I think they're more than an escape. I believe what we're doing is we're creating programming that revives our hope in human nature, and it renews. They're life affirming. They're life affirming movies that take you on an adventure, and you feel great at the end of it. So nothing. It's not like you're eating a tub of ice cream. I mean, maybe your definition of guilty pleasure is different from mine, but I feel like a guilty pleasure is something that you like, but that's not good for you. These are so good for you. These movies are like so good for your soul, good for your heart. And this one in particular, Cinderella Christmas Ball, it airs the day after Thanksgiving. So it's the perfect time. If you don't do Christmas early, which I kind of do, but a lot of people say, "Oh, well, the day after Thanksgiving, then you can start celebrating Christmas." This will usher in the Christmas spirit with no other holidays to distract in the meantime. This is it's a really, truly feel-good movie.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm glad that you say it like that, because, listen, I'm going to be honest. Mr. Kane watches your movies. So that's my husband.
Excellent.
He loves your movies, and he likes Christmas movies. And he's, you know, I think that one of the things he, along with a lot of other men, they like to watch something that, you know, it has a happy ending. It makes you, like you said, it makes you feel good, restores your faith in humanity. And that's an important part of living. Something else I wanted to talk about is you're going to be at a Christmas festival in New York. Is that right? The Great American Family.
Yeah, the Great American Family Christmas Festival.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It looks. So,
yeah. New York is a great place to celebrate Christmas. As many people know, it's an amazing city. And on Long Island, actually, there's going to be this amazing Christmas festival. It goes from November 22nd through December 29th. So make your plans to go to Christmas, to go to New York for Christmas at some point. I will be there the first weekend. So I'll be there on November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So will Candace Cameron Bure and some others. But various stars from Great American Family movies will be there at different times. I know Mario Lopez is going to be there one of the weekends with his wife, and just all sorts of great people from the network. So it's going to be a really fun time. This festival is, it's not like an autograph convention that you hear. This is actually a full-on festival for the whole family. There's, yes, there's movie screenings from the Great American Family movies, but there's ice skating, there's Santa, there's a nightly tree lighting, there's gourmet food and beverage, there's crafting. They even have adoptable rescue pets. So it's a place to make Christmas memories with your family. And it's every day, starting November 22nd through December 29th.
Well, so, and just the...
And you can get tickets at Great American Family GreatAmericanFamilyChristmasFestival.com.
The tickets that I went to look and see, and the tickets are only like $17.50 to get in, which I thought was fantastic, because so many times ticket prices for things like that are cost prohibitive for people who want to go as a family. Yeah. So I think that's great. And you mentioned...
Right. No, this price for families for sure. And I think kids under two get in free. And it's just, it's meant for families to make Christmas memories together.
Oh, that's so great. You guys are doing great things at Great American Family. So I love chatting with you, and I will share a lot more about your movies and the festival on my blog. And I put this up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but oh my goodness, Danica McKellar, you're brilliant. You're talented, and you're super sweet too. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye-bye.